Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
I wasn't feeling my best on vacation, which means I had to drink more to like forget about it.
Well, you know, I don't think I...
And that's why I sound like this
right now. I don't think I felt that bad, but I will say this.
I mean, I didn't feel that bad, but I know I could have felt better.
Much like every girl on Instagram... You can always find one picture that makes you look better than you actually look.
Yeah.
And that's the one I'm going to post later today.
There you go.
when I post some pictures of the wife and I.
CNR back from vacation.
I thought by the time we got back, or while we were gone, I knew March Madness, we'd have some upsets. I knew WBC would get down to the nitty-gritty. I knew we'd come back for the final stretch of the NBA. Danny G, your Lakers losing a buzzer beater. Kyrie.
Oh, that was hard to watch
brutal.
The end of that game.
And you lost to the Rockets?
Yeah, well,
what the hell? Come
no
on.
No AD in that one, and they kind of mailed that one in. But did you see Austin Reeves go off last night for 35 points?
Bro, it's on. I love some of the smack talk with Klay Thompson going on in the NBA now.
I've seen it.
So we're going to get to a bunch of stuff. Kevin on Rich.
J.J. Watt and his love for Taylor Swift.
It just it reminds you that talent recognizes talent, right? Like J.J. Watt.
Game recognize game.
J.J. Watt works as hard or harder than most athletes will ever work,
you know,
right?
You want to know who else he likes? I know this only because I'm also a fan.
I know.
J.J. Watt is also a big fan of Sebastian Maniscalco. We talked to Sebastian Maniscalco, the comedian. Talked to him about it. You know, as he started to blow up and his star started to climb, he was shocked that J.J. Watt reached out to him and they became friends later on. J.J. Watt's probably invited to the birthday parties. We're not. However, I remember that it meant a lot to Sebastian because, like you said, Rich, game recognized game. Talent recognized talent.
You see it all the time. Athletes have this admiration for rock stars.
Yes.
And actors. And actors and rock stars have this admiration for athletes. You know, it always goes back to that, like, the corny hypothetical. Like, what's cooler, to be a rock star, a movie star, or a star athlete? And I think there's that mutual respect they all have for each other. And
biggest
you see
advantage,
it all the time.
The biggest advantage a rock star has is he could, most times, unless you're Axl Rose, you could still perform into your later years where your career as a professional athlete ends pretty early. You know, you're still a young man in life and you're already retired. So that's the edge to the rock star. But I thought of some other unlikely pairings that come to mind. We'll open it up to you, Fox Sports Radio Nation. 877-99 on Fox.
You got 877 in there, huh?
Like that.
I like that. Good recovery. Sorry, I shouldn't even have stopped you.
Yeah, sounded like a classic car.
I know,
man. Man, the old 877.
How about, this is a real famous one. This is very J.J. Watt, Taylor Swifty. How about Snoop D-O-double Jizzle and Martha Stewart?
That's Snoop Dogg and Martha pairing. Stewart is a great friendship.
Right? Or one of my favorites, Mike Tyson. I love Maya Angelou. When she came and visited me one time, I was in prison. Like Tyson and Maya Angelou. There's a lot of those. A lot of unlikely pairings that come to mind.
Again, a lot of times athletes and rock stars have that mutual respect where it's like, well, you're a big fan, I'm a big fan. And a lot of times they're surprised at the other person knowing them.
Yeah, that is cool.
We saw it in the Montana documentary. Who knew that Huey Lewis and Joe Montana were like best bros because they had this mutual respect? He's like, but you know what? Huey Lewis in the news. This is like, I love the Niners.
This is like, kind of unlikely pairings that we're talking about, but don't they kind of feel like the same guy almost?
Huey Lewis
like
and Joe Montana,
if you
yeah.
do some 49ers gear on Huey Lewis, like, isn't it kind of like the
kicker,
same,
yeah.
same cloth?
Yeah, you're right.
They both have a butt chin.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. They both have like a Joe Namath sort of face.
You know who has like a really... I hate
Throw Doug Flutie in there too. They could all hang out.
Kavino hates when I use the word cute, so I will. You know, it's
well,
really
my 13-year-old daughter uses it.
You know,
and you're a grown man.
You know, it's a cute friendship. I, like he's an old ass legend, Tony Bennett and Lady Gaga. Like Lady Gaga's like a daughter to him.
That's
like,
a great one, Rich.
Like they like
I
they
love
they
their
bonded where they ended up touring together,
yeah.
and like she was on his. Special where it's like his last concert and she really cares for him.
Yeah, that's a really, really great answer. I actually love that answer.
I thought of another one. Totally random. But Courtney Cox and Ed Sheeran are friends. Don't ask me why. Don't ask me how. But she's in like videos with him and she's a huge fan of his and he's like, yeah, but you're Courtney Cox from Friends. Like sometimes you have a mutual respect.
I know
someone.
Her as Courtney Cox from the Dancing in the Dark video
yes.
by Bruce Springsteen because I wasn't a big Friends fan.
You're the guy.
So I only know her from the video.
So just think about that. When you see J.J. Watt raving about Taylor Swift, you never know.
By the way, does that hold any weight? It's just a side question, right? Let's say you're a big fan of, I don't know, Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers loves.
Oh, and by the way,
he loves the Backstreet Boys.
Didn't you
Do you have like a different kind of feeling about the Backstreet Boys now because you heard Aaron Rodgers love them?
You know, maybe so. But didn't you think, by the way, when you were in Mexico on just a few days, didn't you think by the time you got back we would have missed the news?
Yes.
I remember thinking when we left, I was like, well, Dan Byer was going to cover for us, and he's better at college hoops than us anyway because I'm not a college hoops guy. So I was like, all right, college hoops. Oh, but we're probably going to miss the day Aaron Rodgers breaks yeah. and go. Still waiting. Is there a part of you, not to get off tangent, but is there a part of you that feels like him talking on Pat McAfee's show gave up too much of the hand? Because now he's like, I want to play for the Jets. They just got to figure it out. Now the Packers could be like, well, we want more now.
By the way, that answers my previous question.
We want more now.
I think that knowing Aaron Rodgers is such a supporter and fan of the Pat McAfee show and they're such good buds, it makes football fans, Aaron Rodgers fans tune in.
Yeah.
I think they like it even more as a result. So that answers both questions. And I do think he gave up a little too much, Rich. I do.
I think there's a sense of like...
But I think of something our good pal Colin Cowherd said. You know, I like when a quarterback matches... He was talking about Jimmy G. When a quarterback matches the city's vibe, I like that. Like Jimmy G, young party guy. He's going to go out there, smack some treks, win some games, living it up in Vegas. I like when the... quarterback's personality matches the city's vibe. I don't know if Aaron Rodgers' vibe matches New York City, and especially the media, as we talked about here on our show. But yeah, I'm very surprised that we haven't heard anything yet.
You know, that's something like, I don't know if the average fan realizes. My mom, who grew up in New York, was like, Richie, what do you think about Aaron Rodgers maybe going to the Jets? I'm like, Mom, I don't know. My mom didn't realize. I'm like, Mom, you realize in Wisconsin... there's probably 5 people outside his locker. In New York, there'll be like 25 people outside his locker. She's like, really? I'm like, yeah.
Different.
You know, I guarantee your mom probably doesn't know that. By the way, as far as weird friendships in the world of sports and entertainment, you know what pops up on every list? Because I just Googled it for the hell of it. You know who apparently are great friends? Cardi B and Penn Badgley from You.
I believe that.
Had no clue.
Yeah, and you know what number one on every list is? She's so hot right now. She's in everything. Jennifer Coolidge and Ariana Grande, who are like, could be mother and daughter. Apparently, they hang and are friends.
How about, I'm going to bring it back to sports real quick. How about the greatest of all time, Muhammad Ali, and his friendship with Howard Cosell?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Right? There's a lot of sports ones.
Dan Byer, you got one, buddy?
Well, no, I just 30 seconds ago when you guys were talking about Green Bay and New York.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think it's the media that is the bigger deal. I think it's the fans. And growing up from Wisconsin, my family, all Packer fans, And they just called, they didn't call Rodgers Rodgers, they called him Aaron, just like they called Brett Favre Brett.
Yeah.
Like they felt like they were on first name basis with the Packers quarterback. That was always the conversation. If you have a, you know, a game where you turn the ball over late in the fourth quarter and you're in New York, they're going to call you other names in New York. And I think that's going to be the shock value for Aaron Rodgers of what life really is like when compared to Green Bay, is what the fans say about you. Because usually, even if he wasn't playing bad, it wouldn't get New York bad.
Do you mean a team that booed, a city that booed Aaron Judge in the playoffs right. after he had one of the best seasons right. an offensive player could have?
Yeah,
that's gross.
Yeah, you mean that city?
Yeah, that seriously. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's that's where I think the shock value is going to come. You know, he's had questions thrown at him before, but I think it's really to see what the fans' reaction is going to be.
Well, hey. I'm excited to see what happens with that one. But there is a part of me that feels like he gave up a little too much. Like, I want this to happen. It's going to go through. We're waiting on the Jets. So now the Jets could sort of, I'm sorry, the Packers. Now the Packers could sort of be like, well, now that everyone thinks it's going to happen and wants it to happen, we want a little more now.
Well, not everybody wants it to happen. Zach Wilson doesn't want it to happen.
You know what? That's a great segue
yeah.
to the next deep thought of the day here on Kavino and Rich. And that deep thought has to do with eating your own words.
And by the way, I was eating a lot of tacos because I was at an all-exclusive inclusive
yeah.
in Mexico, and this story stood out to me there.
Taco!
So you know how that's how much these stories had to stand out when there's, like we said, women walking around in thongs,
yeah,
right? And you're having a fiesta, you're on the beach. For this story to stand out, you know there's something there.
I have a question. On your way down to Mexico?
Yeah.
Did you get Wi-Fi on the plane?
I didn't. I had access to it, but I was trying to catch up on Subway.
I just didn't know because you're a Yankees fan. While we were gone, the one story that I had to throw out there was that the Yankees are one of the only teams that make all their players pay for Wi-Fi on road trips.
What? Is that true?
You didn't see the story?
No.
How did you miss this?
I think I missed that.
Danny G, you saw it, right?
Yeah, Ramos? We were texting back and forth about this.
Yeah, it's the Yankees who are so generous with their players. Yeah, I mean, they're one of the highest payrolls for the last, 30, 40 years in Major League Baseball. Every year, they pay players. They're known to go after the superstars. But after that NFL report came out where what teams had bad facilities, what teams had players' family rooms, what teams in the NFL had big enough workout facilities, Major League Baseball came out and dropped the bomb that the Yankees, I think, might be the only team on road trips, they make the players pay like the $9 for the Wi-Fi.
You think that's why Nasty Nestor never gets back to me?
Yeah, that's why.
He doesn't pay. He refuses to pay for the Wi-Fi. There was a story, like I said, you know, we had all sorts of distractions. We're on vacation. But when I saw this, I was like, get out of here. This can't be true. But speaking of Aaron Rodgers and his
possible new home?
Possible new home with the New York Jets, Zach Wilson said, I'm going to make that dude's life hell in practice every day. That's his quote on if the Jets were to sign a veteran QB, not necessarily Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, this was like a year ago.
Yeah, but still, like, what's he going to say now is the question. And we posed a question about eating your words. Did you ever have to eat your words? Because what is he going to do if this happens to be the case?
Well, what's
he's
it
not
going
to make Aaron Rodgers' life a living hell every day in practice.
Wasn't it Robbie Anderson who talked about how Baker Mayfield was trash?
Yep.
And then Baker Mayfield went to the Carolina Panthers, and Rob, you know, he had to say, yeah, Robbie Anderson here, just kidding. Like, you know, you have to make up for it. Jalen Ramsey talks a lot of smack, and he's been, you know, he's not a one-team guy anymore. He's been floating around.
I have one personally, and I have one for Rich. So I'll give Rich's if you could give mine.
Okay.
All right, here's Rich's. Ready? This is eating your words a la Zach Wilson style.
Sorry, to quote Zach Wilson, this is before Aaron Rodgers entered the picture.
He's not doing anything.
No, before Aaron Rodgers entered the conversation, Zach Wilson said, if the Jets end up going after a veteran quarterback, I'm going to make that dude's life hell in practice every day.
Yeah. Sure you are.
And now it's Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, I don't think you mean that, Zach Wilson.
Yeah, I think you're going to be like, hey, Mr. Rodgers.
Mr. Rodgers, can I get your ayahuasca, sir?
Mr. Rodgers. He's be taking his shoes off for Mr. Rodgers. So I'll have Rich eat his words, okay?
Right,
ready to eat them?
Yeah, good.
I was a dad before Rich was a dad, right? And I remember I was talking to another friend of ours who was a dad, and he had more experience than me. And this guy was saying, hey, man, you could have the coolest place in the world. He said, before you know it, you're going to have your kids' toys all over the living room. You're going to have their little jelly fingers all over the house. He goes, you may have this slick sort of setup now, but trust me, in a year or two, you're going to have a princess castle, and you're going to love it. You're going to have a princess castle in your living room. And I remember thinking to myself, yeah, right, get out of here, dude. And I remember Rich thinking, like, there's no way in hell. And then when I, fast forward, had princess castles in my living room and Barbie shoes in my back pocket and little hair ties, really full in on the dad life, Rich definitely said,
not me.
Not him.
Yeah.
In fact, he said that there's a no eating policy in his car. Because what happens to every parent's car, right? There's crumbs and crap everywhere. What's that joke about the Chex Mix?
They invented trail mix by just picking up a car seat and seeing what was underneath. Oh, peanut and M&M. Yeah, that's how they invented trail mix.
Oh, it wasn't from the magical trail of M&Ms and peanuts?
No.
Here's a Nature Valley granola bar. Have fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Rich had a no eating in his car policy. Now his kids are wiping their boogers all over the car.
I stuck to
this.
There's
a play castle, in every corner of the room.
And he has to eat
all of his words and criticisms.
I don't have car seats in my car for that reason.
In your own personal.
In my own personal. Yeah. My wife's car is a disaster. But I used to say, I love a neat, tidy apartment. I'm a little OCD, borderline OCD behavior.
Now he has a ball pit in his living room.
no joke. My wife, I was like, what is this? We have a ball pit. In our living room, like it's Chuck E. Cheese.
That's not you. That's like every parent knows that, right? Ramos, I see you shaking your head.
Yes,
like,
that's very true. But my question to you, Rich, is did you adapt to that? Is that what happened?
I had to adapt.
Okay.
Yeah, I had to adapt. Like, I remember thinking, like, at one point I told my wife when we first had a kid, I'm like, should we get like little trunks to hold the kids' toys that match our furniture? She's like, it's not, you could try. And right now, no joke, I have the nicest way you could do it is you go to Home Goods, get some like wicker baskets and like try to organize your kids' toys. But I saw there's a trend on TikTok. It's like normalize normal people's houses. And everyone with kids has a mess. You can't avoid it. But I'll admit it. I'll eat my own words. Much like Zach Wilson. When I was a single guy, I said, my house will never be a mess.
And he also said that he wouldn't baby his kids the way he witnessed me babying mine.
I'll give you it's a 10-second story. Covino and I were going to one of our favorite places. Dan Beyer, you got to go there soon enough. Hibachi. We were going to a Hibachi place. Covino's daughter at the time was probably 5 or 6 years old.
Younger.
And
she wasn't in school yet.
Oh, she was probably like, she's like 4 years old maybe. And she had a pair of Hello Kitty chopsticks. And Covino left them at home. And Covino lived, no joke, like 2 minutes from this Japanese restaurant. He goes, yo, bro, I'm going to turn around and go get those.
At the time, no one could believe I was like, really? Tell her to deal with it. And I was like, I'm trying to avoid a meltdown. I'm the one that forgot them. I'll be right back.
I remember being like, look at this guy. Giving it to every whim of his kid, I would 100 out of 100 times go back and get those chopsticks.
Eat your words. See what it just is.
Now, I'll give you one. When Covino was a single guy, how do I say this politely on Fox Sports?
I mean, why start now, Rich?
Yeah.
You already talked about setting the tone.
Right.
If you missed it,
Covino used to say, Ramos, when we were single guys living in New York, Covino would say, one thing I'll never do is travel for booty.
Actually, I had a time limit. I think I live by, like, I'm never traveling past 25 minutes.
Like, if Covino met a girl and she lived more than 20 minutes away from him, or she didn't live in Manhattan or Jersey, like, wait, where do you live? I don't travel for booty.
Keep in mind, I'm in my 20s and I'm obnoxious as could be. I'm a much better man now.
If you think he's obnoxious now.
I have castles
now,
in my living room.
If you think he's obnoxious now, Covino would swore by. What type of dumb guy travels for booty? Fast forward, Covino meets his ex-wife. She lives in L.A. Every weekend, he's flying 6 hours to Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Eating
thousands of dollars in debt later.
Yeah.
Yeah, eating my words.
So I think we've all been there.
Paying the price till this day.
We've all been in Zach Wilson's shoes where you say something all bold and brazen.
How about this one? I'll give you the best example, universal example. How many times have you heard if so-and-so wins the election or whatever, I'm moving out of the country? You never see people move out of the country.
How many liberal weenies were like, if Trump wins, I'm moving to Canada? And how many people that were like, hey, if Trump loses, I'm moving to Canada. No one's moving to Canada. I promise you. No one's moving to Canada. But I want to give you guys one piece of advice. Huh? It's not a typical Fox Sports Radio conversation, but that's why we're here, right? Uh-huh. We mix it up.
bring a lot of cash money on vacation for tips? Did you do that?
You got to get change, though. You got to have fives and tens and singles, because if you're just rolling around with like, oh, let me keep a couple $100 out at the ATM, you have 20s. Sometimes 20s are an awkward situation. Like, you're not, I'm not giving you a 20.
Then you feel like, by the way, I started to like the feeling of being called Mr. Steve. Can you call me that moving forward?
I sort of think what's cooler than Rich
Mr.
is
Steve.
Ricardo, which I was called quite a few times.
I like
so
Mr. Steve.
Mr. Steve and Ricardo today. Just one note about traveling and vacation. And then we'll get into the world of sports and entertainment. Like you said, March Madness, WBC. This is something that I can promise you, no other Fox Sports Radio host has ever delivered this great message. I promise. When you go on vacation with the wife or your girlfriend, there's something you have to do.
Oh,
and
no.
I promise.
Oh no!
I promise this will.
I think I know where he's going.
This will make or break your whole trip, and you're going to thank me. In fact, I expect tweets. I expect DMs. I expect messages when you do this.
You realize we're on Fox Sports Radio
again?
Right?
I know.
Okay.
Let's see, Indeed.
This is something.
Buckle up, everybody.
Indeed.com.
So that's not bad. It's just something I like to call setting the tone.
Oh boy,
LinkedIn.
What was the one we used to do? What was the one we used to do commercials for?
Oh, was it Zip? No.
ZipRecruiter?
ZipRecruiter.
Yeah.
ZipRecruiter.
Time to find another job.
Oh, no.
All Access Radio.
All Access Radio.
No, so it's something called Set the Tone. Ramos, Danny G, I hope you did this in Hawaii, Danny G. In fact, I think you did, because you came out of that trip with a pregnant wifey.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have this is a rule, a hard rule, no pun intended.
Oh, boy.
Every time the wife and I go on vacation, the minute we get to the hotel room, the minute the concierge unnecessarily carries your bag and you're like, I got it. And he's like, oh, senor, I got it. And he follows you to your room and you have to awkwardly be like, all right, here's 20 bucks, 10 bucks, because you carried a bag I could have carried.
I know. You check out the dry bar.
No. You immediately have to get it on.
Oh, my God.
You guys.
Wet bar.
You guys.
Dry bar.
Maybe in your room. So.
Whoa.
I'm telling you.
Craigslist.
Just set the tone. That is all. Get on each other. And I promise you, it's like you know what it's like? I'll give you a sports analogy to tie it all together. It's like pitching a 1-2-3 first inning. It's like bowling and your first frame.
No, it's
is
like
a strike or a spare.
It's like the first batter in the lineup.
Hey, get on base.
If he starts off and he gets on base or gets a nice frozen rope.
Now,
you know, you got a good tone setter.
I'm just
right
saying,
there.
When your football team receives the ball first and they have a 5-minute drive, march down the field, and put up a quick 7, doesn't that just feel.
Is that what you put up?
I wish.
Rich put up a quick 3.
Wow. I'm just saying, if you have the opportunity, which you do, thank you, senor, for my bag. Close the door. It's on. Because what will happen is you're both going to put each other in a great mood right out the gate, and it sets the tone for a...
It's vacation style.
It sets the tone for a great vacation. I'll tell you why. Because if you get preoccupied or tired doing excursions or adventures or anything.
Rich, is that setting the tone or setting expectations?
No. It's what it's doing is sometimes you could be occupied on vacation. Oh, we're going to see the pyramids. We're going here. And it's like day 2 or so. And you're like, we haven't really been intimate yet. And you're like, is that weird? Because, you know, we're on vacation together. I'm telling you, set the tone right away. The end. Wow. You'll thank me. It's a foolproof. It could be a Vegas weekend, a little weekend away anywhere with the wife or your girlfriend. Set the tone.
I set the tone of my everyday life.
Oh.
I doubt that. I don't think that's true. I'm going to say negative, but there you go. Set the tone.
Hey, you know what? That's
You're
actually
welcome.
Great advice. So not only keeping you posted on the world of sports and nonsense, but
keeping your marriage
saving
alive.
Relationships.
Keeping your romance strong.
Yeah. And I also wanted to reiterate that I brought up the first discussion to find that balance. If you live that world of, you know, needing to know who's winning what game and you're all glued to the March Madness scores, you got money on this and you're watching WBC and NBA that, you know, during vacation, I'm not saying you tune out, but you got to find that balance.
I saw a funny video over the weekend of a guy at a wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And he looked like he was taking pictures of the bride walking down the aisle. Mm-hmm. And someone went behind him. and it looked like he was like he was holding it with both hands, like he was taking photos. Someone looked behind him, and he was watching the basketball game.
Oh, that was a good move. Smart.
But he did like the decoy, like he was smiling, looking at the bride, walked down the aisle. Meanwhile, he got the game on.
Wow.
So hey, it's all about balance, sports, life. It's all about balance. But again, set the tone. Getting it on as soon as you get to your resort or vacation spot is the same as striking the first frame, a run in the first inning, a touchdown on that first drive. It's setting a great precedent for the rest of the game, the rest of the time. So just, you know, you'll thank me when you do it. You'll be like, oh, man, Rich is right.
Wow. Great advice from Rich Davis, everybody.
Covino, not to throw you off.
That's Mr. Steve to you.
Yeah, Mr. Steve.
Yes. Mr. Steve, you're the most interactive show on the radio, as you proclaim. Danny in Vermont just called, and I quote, he said, please tell Rich he's a stooge. That thing he talked about doing at the hotel is very obvious.
What stooge? Is he Mo, Larry, or Curly?
Well, tell that stooge, brother. Tell him.
What was
that,
the fourth one?
That he,
Joe.
I mean,
Shemp,
what's his name?
Danny in Vermont.
Yo, maybe Danny is just top tier playboy, and he knows this. I'm saying most people get to the resort, they're tired. Maybe Danny knows the rule of setting the tone.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut. The new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Hardware Store and Chuck E. Cheese.
Music. I'm such a rockin' dude.
It's the Divorced Dad Rock Song of the Day.
I figured since I'm a little under the weather, I'd give you a little fly leaf. I'm so sick. Hoping to see him this summer. Because I'm angry and divorced. And I love Dad Rock. Flyleaf with Lacey Sturm, Sick New World, May 13th in Vegas. You're hearing it on Fox Sports Radio. Getting you fired up for the week, Covino and Rich on Fox Sports Radio. I figured you heard enough about Taylor Swift today. Let's rock out a little bit.
Who's the female lead singer?
Lacey Sturm.
Lacey?
Yeah.
That's a hot name.
Yeah.
Lacey's I don't think I've ever met an ugly Lacey. Mauser in Cincinnati, who hit us up. You can always hit us up at Covino and Rich. You could also hit up 877-99 on Fox. He said those weird friendships we spoke of, like athletes or rock stars that are pals.
Well, based on J.J. Watt and his love of Taylor Swift.
J.J. Watt has the ultimate respect for Taylor Swift. And who would have thought those two, right? Now,
what did Mauser say?
We learned this one, and he reminded me. He goes, weren't you the one that told me in the Mr. Perfect documentary?
Yeah.
You learn that the former wrestler who passed away, the late, great Mr. Perfect, Kurt Hennig, was best friends with Wade Boggs.
Yeah, that's
Wade
right.
Wade Boggs and him met.
I heard it was a perfect friendship.
They met on the promo shoot. Remember Mr. Perfect could do everything perfect? He threw himself a touchdown. Yeah. He hit a home run every
swing. That wasn't real?
Mr. Perfect and Wade Boggs became hunting buddies. And Wade Boggs talks about how Mr. Perfect saved his life. It's a remarkable friendship.
I love that.
If you ever
I got
get a chance
one.
To watch that documentary.
Matthews 4 on social media. Again, the most interactive, most inclusive show on radio, according to us. Hit us up at Covino and Rich. He goes, Bill Belichick and Bon Jovi. Bill Belichick yeah. is a schoolboy in love with Bon Jovi.
That's
it's so
true.
Weird when you think of Bill Belichick's personality. Right? You don't expect Bill Belichick all slippery when he's wet. So thank you guys for hearing us out. Right now, wrapping up eating your words.
Yeah. Times you've said something Zach Wilson style, because as you know, Zach Wilson said any veteran quarterback is in trouble.
Is in trouble. And, of course, we got to talk about Jamal Williams and the Saints.
Yeah.
But a quick reminder that tomorrow we'll be doing some trivia, too. So if you're around tomorrow on your way home from work, you want to win a bribery ball or something, play for some CNR on FSR Nerf Footballs. Be sure to tune in tomorrow. Two chances to win, according to Danny G tomorrow.
It's going to be a Tyson Tuesday takeover because you need to redeem yourself, Covino.
Nice, yes.
So we're going to have some CNR NBA trivia.
Okay.
Two chances to team up with one of these guys and win a bribery ball.
So play along with us tomorrow. Set a reminder. Join us every Monday through Friday. And if you miss anything, be sure to subscribe to the podcast for free, where you can also qualify for a bribery Nerf Football if you leave a review.
All right, let's take a quick phone call, say what's up to Mitch in Jersey.
What up, Mitch?
And then another deep thought here on CNR. What's up, Mitch?
How's it, guys?
What's up?
It's been some tournament. Loved what Princeton's doing, but UCLA is the last saving grace for the Pac-12 because that's going to be some conference when they move to Big Ten, I would think. Football, especially.
Rich was... Yeah, I'm sorry.
UCLA and Princeton, I'd love to see them meet in the finals or Final Four.
You know, all the changing of conferences, you think that you don't get used to it, and you're like, oh, man, you adjust so quick. Honestly, we always make the analogy that it's like an iPhone update. At first, you're like, what the hell's going on?
People hate change.
And very quickly. Danny J.
And you get used to it real quick.
I grew up, I went to Syracuse for college. It was all about Big East, Big East, Big East. They changed conferences. They went to the ACC. I remember thinking, like, what? Now I forgot they were even in the Big East. Like
it takes
a minute, but you
as
know,
we get ready for baseball, how about the Astros playing in the AL? You know, at first I was like, "What? That doesn't even make sense to me."
Don't forget the Seahawks used to be in the AFC West.
I remember with Steve Largent and his goofy one metal strip helmet.
Craig and the original Kurt Warner with a C.
We're resilient people. We adjust quickly.
You know,
give ourselves some more credit.
And same with the baseball rules that everyone's all butthurt about. Like, oh, the pitch clock and everything. You'll adjust. I saw one guy that made the best argument so far. And it really is like the only argument I've seen so far where I'm like, oh, that is interesting.
Who's the guy? Give him credit. This is his moment. Fox Sports Radio, nationwide.
Also, it's an athlete.
Who was it?
You're going to say, of course it is. It's a Met, Brandon Nimmo.
Oh, good. Is he okay?
Brandon Nimmo will be ready for opening day. He hurt his knee and everyone's like, geez.
But here's the thing. He hurt himself in spring training, right? What's the difference Between
exactly.
that and the WBC, it makes no sense to be that upset. It could happen anywhere at any time.
He said he's not against the pitch clock, but what he said was, let's say a player walks or gets a base hit, there's a lot of guys now, and he goes, for injury purposes, to keep the game safe, which is what? Number one objective for a lot of these rules, right?
Yeah.
To keep the game safe. He goes, because I have ankle straps and an elbow guard and a wrist thing. He goes, then a lot of guys that are quick guys want to put on their sliding glove. He's like, I need like 3 more seconds. He said, even in spring training, he's realizing, like, I get on base, I round first after a base hit. He goes, by the time I'm like undoing my one thing, the pitch clock's on. He goes, players are going to have to adjust. He goes, we'll adjust, but he goes, it would be nice. I'm like, just 3 more seconds. He goes, and you can't call a timeout in that scenario. But he's like, so a lot of pitchers will realize, well, guy's not running on the first pitch.
And you can't, remember they used to go to the rosin bag a lot back? Yeah. I guess you can't. I haven't really watched it too much, but you can't do that anymore? Or you have to call timeout?
If
you're
one of the Necros, you go back to your nail file.
Yeah,
remember that?
Throw it out of your back pocket. Yeah.
There'll be an adjustment period. But again, much like changing conferences in sports, much like teams changing divisions. Remember when baseball had 2 divisions in each league?
Yeah,
and you never thought you'd get used to it, and then that seems so weird now.
Yeah, but that's also, like you said, it's an adjustment and this fair assessment that he needs 3 more seconds, but. I think he'll get used to it, too. I think it's just one of those things he'll get used to.
Yeah, know? Like running down to first. He'll have to start taking his stuff off on his way down to first.
He'll get used to it. So.
Man, Trey Turner. If I'm a Phillies fan, I'm like, why is he getting hot now? Like, you know? You're like, really? Yeah. Like, come
we're
on
watching,
now.
Yeah. Watching the highlights again. USA clobbered Cuba to get into the WC final game. And we're going to find out tonight. I hyped it up first hour. You know, who they're playing. Is it going to be Japan? Is it going to be Mexico? If it's Mexico, that's a major upset. They're playing in Miami tonight, and just more reason to watch. Actually, they play in 20 minutes.
What happened to Cuba? Remember like 10 years ago, Cuba was like, they were beating everybody. Yeah. They would beat the USA. And now they're like, Venezuela's past them, Puerto Rico, Dominican Republic. They're just, I mean, they got hammered. You wouldn't see Cuba get hammered like that in world play.
And you know what made me think of before when Dan Beyer talked about Ivan Gonzalez failing to get the flight back to Havana? It made me think of the stories of El Duque, Orlando Hernandez.
Coming over here on a raft?
Remember the stories they would tell? Like, no, shark. It was always shark-infested waters. And as a kid, you know, in the 90s, I'm always picturing El Duque on a rubber float. Yeah, on a rubber tire.
I picture him with Roy Scheider.
Yeah. But it's so terrible.
Avoiding sharks.
But they always
style.
Said, you know, he came here in shark-infested waters on a rubber float. And it's like, man, that's tough. Made you root for him even more.
Did you
more,
picture El Duque, like, on a float, like, at a water park? Like a tube?
like a rubber tire, yeah. But it goes back to what you're saying, Ramos. It's like Cuba really had a standard and a reputation of putting out a lot of great players. And, you know, they played decent, but they got destroyed by the USA. So they're not as good as they used to be.
All right. Well, it's time for our pal, Dan Beyer, giving us an update. What's up, Dan?
Guys, you can see that Mexico-Japan game on Fox Sports 1.
Yeah,
Camino
just like
said,
Kevin
top of
Burkhart.
The hour.
Kevin Burkhart's there with Ken Rosenthal on the call. I just saw
And watch for yourself and see how big this is tonight.
Yeah, should be fun, considering I think that this is building.
Well, can
over
I give
each...
options, Dan? Look, you can either watch The Borchler. The Borchler.
But he brings the girls home this week,
get
doesn't he?
Get out of here. That guy's the weakest. You can either watch The Bachelor or please, just put it on the background. Watch Kevin Burkhart, A-Rod, and Big Poppy talking about the game right now. Watch how big it is tonight when you got Japan versus the Mexican team.
How many times has that stadium in Miami been filled? Like very rarely, but it was
true.
The other night.
You're right.
Yep.
You know, so
and as the meme goes, how many times has Mike Trout played in a meaningful game?
That's so mean. Yeah.
But it was the other night. Yeah. It was meaningful. All right, guys. Some news on John Morant. Grizzlies head coach Taylor Jenkins just told reporters that they're hopeful that Morant returns to game action on Wednesday against the Rockets. He was back with the team today after missing the previous 8 games. He won't play tonight against Dallas. Dallas, by the way, won't have Luka Doncic out because of his thigh injury. Magic Johnson, according to Sportico, has joined the group led by Josh Harris that is looking to purchase the Washington Commanders. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell expected to finalize a multi-year extension at next week's owners' meetings. Some signings in the NFL. Danny's Raiders signed tight end O.J. Howard to a deal.
Dan, sorry to interrupt. Who names their kid O.J. after all that? I'm serious. I'm being real serious. Like, that is just ridiculous.
I know. You know.
But, all right, carry on.
Well, we found out today that Lou Carnesecca is short for Luigi. I don't know if OJ is, you know, Orenthal. That's the one thing that we're going to really have to find out.
Yeah, I mean, not the best thing.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, like, think about it. Like, I think, did Bill Burr talk about how there's no kids named Adolf anymore for good reason?
Yeah,
like,
Covino, you know, I looked it up right now.
Yeah.
Otarius Jabari.
There it is.
Stick with Otarius then. Otarius is a pretty cool name.
It's a nice and beautiful name. Stick with that.
Ed Cooley's leaving Providence to be the new men's basketball coach at Georgetown. Women's tournament, Ohio State onto the Sweet 16. They top North Carolina in a 3-6 matchup, 71-69. Guys, back to you.
Thank you, Dan Beyer.
You know, I think it's even worse, to be honest, now I think about that. Like, he chose to roll with OJ. They chose that. They named him something and then chose OJ, even knowing the reputation.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Cam Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip?
But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like. Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
Here he goes, on its way, Reeves has it again! Inbound, stolen, Lakers game over! Final score, 111-105. There's your star tonight, Austin Reeves.
Damn, 35 points, Lakers staying in the mix. 111-105, that's from Spectrum Sportsnet, the progressive play of the day. As we get ready for a Monday night that has the WBC, a little timeout for March Madness in the men's tournament.
Look, even if you don't care, it's something to tune into. Enjoy your Monday night. Happy to be back, and I mean that. We actually love what we do, and we're glad you're a part of it. Covino and Rich, at Covino and Rich, at Steve Covino, at Rich Davis. Spot Center's here putting up videos, at Covino and Rich. Danny G.
Yeah.
The best voice in the radio biz.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Thanks, guys.
And, of course, Ramos, who I love. I know I want to get to this Jamal Williams clip, but I'm thinking NBA. Real quick, right quick, like the Lakers, they're getting help from other teams not playing so hot either, but they slide in. There is no team that I would be scared of, Danny. I know that sounds crazy because there's no team in the West. Yeah, the East got some teams, but no one in the West where I'd be like, they're going to destroy the Lakers. If LeBron comes back and that team's clicking a little bit, the West is not that powerful to me. I'm not scared of Denver. Are you scared of Denver? I'm not even scared of Denver.
The way they were before the injury. Remember, they were starting to roll right before he got hurt. So if they could get right back on track, Danny G, you're looking good.
That's one of the exciting things about the NBA this season is that the East is pretty much open right now because the Celtics have shown they're a little bit vulnerable lately. Mm-hmm. And then you got the teams like the Nuggets in the West where they've been in a little bit of a slump trying to break out of their mini funk they were in. So, yeah, it is wide open. Yeah. You cannot say, oh, I know this team and this team are going to go to the NBA Finals.
Yeah, no doubt. I'm looking right now and as far as standings go, yeah, Denver's a little step ahead of everyone, but are you scared of Sacramento? Are you scared of Memphis? You're not. It's the truth. All right, Covino and Rich, now play this clip real quick if you don't mind. Jamal Williams is now a New Orleans Saint, and he's been known to be lovable in press conferences. Listen
known
to him.
Embrace the city.
Yeah, he is embracing New Orleans, and listen to what he said he needs to try.
When I said I was coming here, the first thing my girlfriend said was, ooh, you got to try some beignets. So I was like, I said I haven't tried it yet, but it's a donut, right? Oh, that might be too much for me.
It's only three you order.
Okay. Well, that, crawfish, but I don't want the head on it, though. I can't do it. I'm a little squeamish. Like, it's just I don't do well with dead things that are still intact with the head on it. Like, it's looking at me, I just can't do it. But if it's, if somebody do it for me, then I'll demolish that thing.
I mean,
how could you hate on the guy who wants it?
Yeah, but I love seafood. I know seafood is here. I know that.
Or as he said, his beignets.
Don't look at me.
He's talking about beignets and crawfish and just fitting into the city and experiencing things. So it poses the question, like, how could he hate on a guy like that? He's just trying to get in with the city and embrace the city and win over some new fans. And there's people that come to mind when you think of lovable guys like that.
Yeah.
Again, that's Jamal Williams
of
the Saints.
I think the lesson to be learned is just, it could be sports. It could be your job in your career. It shows how little it takes to really make a positive impact.
We always say Bryce Harper was the best example of this.
Oh, when Bryce joined Philadelphia?
Yeah, but you know what? Not everybody sees that as genuine. You ever hear that weird story? Like, Nick Swisher has a reputation of being like that likable guy, very bro-y and lovable. Yeah. You ever hear the story how Ozzie Guillen hates him and hated him because he thought he was fake and disingenuous?
You're not going to rub everyone the right way. All I'm saying is, it just shows how, I mean, for some people that are charismatic, like a Jamal Williams, it takes very little effort to show the new city, I'm here to embrace you, I'm here to win with you.
And everybody calling him Ben Yaz.
I'm here to love the city with you guys.
Yeah, just like Jimmy G's comments recently, I'm excited to play in Vegas. I can't wait to meet Raider Nation and visit the Bunny Ranch.
I don't think that's a real quote, but if it is.
Whoever did this made it look real.
I know.
Yeah, we were debating that. I thought it was real.
Listen, I will say, the reality is so many players that we admire are sort of stiffs in real life.
They really
so
are.
When you see people with personality plus, like Jamal Williams, it takes very little. Like, all right, let's say you're going to play for Green Bay, right? Let's say you're Jordan Love. You've been there already, but what if Jordan Love's like, I've embraced this city, great beer and cheese and the great people and a great small town. I want to win for this city. No one says these
so
nice things.
Is Aaron Rodgers going to be hyping up the New York pizza?
Maybe so.
He should.
Probably not. All right, we'll see you guys tomorrow. Enjoy your Monday night. World Baseball Classic starts in a couple minutes. Until then, arrivederci, baby.
See you in the promised land.
Goodbye.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides, F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.